Lesson 11, page 108. Reading and talking. No violence, please.
Nonviolence, a strategy for dealing with conflict or bringing about social change, has gathered followers all over the world throughout history. Mahatma Gandhi and his campaign for Indian independence, and Martin Luther King Jr. and the civil rights movement are two well-known examples of the use of nonviolence as a means to actively fight against what is considered to be an unfair situation. They both led a protest march that drove thousands of people out on the streets and succeeded in forcing the authorities to consider the issues. Protest marches, however, are only one of many nonviolent acts. As a matter of fact, these acts can be classified into three different categories. Acts of protest and persuasion, which include marches, vigils, picket lines, and the use of posters and protest meetings. Non-cooperation, the most common of nonviolent acts, includes strikes, boycotts, and acts of civil disobedience, intentional, open, and peaceful violation of particular laws and regulations. Nonviolent intervention, which includes nonviolent occupations and fasting. Although considered less powerful than the use of force, nonviolence appeals to a large number of people, for it has the advantage of being available to anybody, and also because it does not interfere with most religious beliefs.